Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM. Stream at krcl.org or download the app on the App Store.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves.
Late night run. Can't quite lose your mind. God knows that you've tried.
Okay. Hi, I'm Chloe. I'm the lead singer of Don't Apologize, this amazing project that started, I want to say, like 5 years ago. And I'm in this project with Zach Aldis. He's our guitarist. Cameron Wolf is our keyboardist. Zach Novak is our bassist and just ultimate wizard. And then we have Eric Stoy on drums. And it's what I look forward to every week.
Panic setting in. Where will we begin? When it's time to go, when there's no.
Our music has been described as like alternative rock, indie rock. I think it depends on the track that you're listening to and what kind of mood you're in. I mean, I was on YouTube the other day and it showed our song Ghosts as under the genre of country. And I took a photo because I was like, hell yeah, we can break into that market, you guys. But no, we're not country. And then, you know, our song American Dream is very kind of pop punk is how people describe that. But other than that, I'd say it's very alternative rock. We all have such different backgrounds as far as what we like musically. Like Novak, he loves psychedelic rock, and Eric loves jazz, and Cameron, he loves everything. And then Aldis, he loves rock, like 90s rock. And then I'm a little bit of everything as well. So. It's usually based on whatever I'm going through emotionally. Like for me as the lyricist and creating a melody, it will be the band. They go and they'll come up with kind of just main chord progressions, and then they'll send me something. And so, you know, for example, when they sent me American Dream, it was like right after Uvalde. And it's just got such a high pace. And I was sitting out on my porch and I was thinking about world events and how much I wish it would end. And it just really worked with the beat. And so that's how that one was made. And then, you know, Ghost was made, and that's our first song ever that was made, because they were playing something kind of gentle, but we were hearing kind of ghost sounds in the house that we were practicing in. And I was like, yeah. So I think it really just depends on what's happening in the world, in our lives, and as a team. Right now we're working on a song about a bruised banana, you know. That's just really because we've been feeling like that bruised banana. That might be too much information. I'm sorry in advance, Novak, but new songs on the horizon.
Therapist both said, hang up, call an exorcist, ghosts in your home.
It's a team thing. It's been one of the more challenging and also really rewarding parts of being in this band for me, is that like they, you know, they'll say, we have this idea, and they send me, like I said, just concepts of a song. And then I say, okay, well, this is what I'm feeling for this. And we talk about it. For our song Ethereal, they sent me the track and what they wanted to call it. They said this song is called Ethereal. and was able to just build the entire lyrics and melody around that. And it's challenging, but it's also just really, really fun. And I would say it's more collaborative. There have been times too where I'm like, hey guys, this is like lyrics in a chord progression I've got that we're working on. And it's nice to be able to go up to them and say, hey, let's make it happen. And that they can do the same for me. But yeah, I'd say that the ideas are kind of separate and they always come together. It's just a giant collaboration. And that's the way that we make it feel like we each individually have impact.
Centuries of the same damn thing. Don't tell me all the fighting was for nothing. Can't believe all we've seen, how they've selfishly ignored our crying voices.
I met Aldous while I was working for Melting Pot like 7 years ago, and he was serving and I was hosting, and then pandemic happened, and I posted for the first time ever on my Instagram a cover with my brother Sean of Tegan and Sarah's I Was a Fool. And Aldous reaches out to me. He's like, I had no idea that you could sing. And are you going to move back to Utah? Because at the time, I'd like gone up to Idaho to like be with family, you know, because what do you do during shutdown? And I said, you know what? I'm trying to move back to Salt Lake. So when I'm there, I'll hit you up. And then I did. And it was just him and Novak at the time. And they were just making a bunch of songs and they had ideas. And then they just like kind of let me work on top of it. So then it was the three of us. And then Cameron has known all this since they were kids, and he moved from Texas for this band, which I think is really cool, and we just love him. He's got the best vibes. And we've had like four really incredible drummers throughout our time, and then Eric just came in and filled the spot, and we adore him, and he's gonna stay. Yeah, so it all just kind of started because Aldous and I met each other working in the service industry, and then through Instagram said, oh, I can sing, and he's really, really good at guitar, and we're both going to entertain this. And now it's just a tight-knit group. This is a multiple-layered question of why we call ourselves Don't Apologize. The real truthful answer is that we really needed a name. We had booked, like we'd made all these songs, and then we'd booked a show at Quarters, our first show ever. And at the time I was talking to our first drummer, Daniel Trotter, and I was like, what should our name be? And we were throwing out a bunch of name ideas, and all of mine were just getting shut down. And I just kept being like, I'm sorry. And he's like, don't apologize. And we all kind of looked at each other like, are we going to be Don't Apologize? And it works too, because not only did it just fit in the moment and we really just needed it and it was last minute decision, but it has helped me to not be one of those people that just like over apologizes on band sessions. They had asked the same question and I just said it's a general distaste for over apologizing. Like, you don't need to apologize for existing, you know, like you're at the grocery store, you're just standing there, and then somebody walks by and you're like, oh, I'm sorry. You don't need to do that because you were literally there. You're just existing. And it's a good mantra to follow. I mean, there are definitely times, this needs to be stated for the record, that you should apologize. But I think that when we over-apologize, it doesn't really count anymore. And it's just like, okay, I could believe you. But do you even know what it means? You know? So, yeah, that's how it all came to be. But I love our name. And I love that it's made me a better person. That's a hard question of whether or not we like to play in the studio or on the stage more. I think that they're totally different. I love the studio process because we can really get intricate and, you know, you get to see different sides of each person individually because we all bring something so different, and it's so valuable to sit there and hear things back and say, okay, like, let's add a little texture here and just really get to hear one another and contribute individually to just something that's awesome. But I love performing on stage. I know that we all do, because you just kind of get to let loose, and if you mess up, it's no big deal. You don't have to go and do a retake. It's just done and you move on. And I don't know, I've messed up a few times and just will laugh it off. And the crowd usually will just vibe. It's one of the most energizing things that I've ever done. I can't wait to do more. I'm gonna do it with more people, you know, but that's with time and energy and effort. But yeah, gigs are going great. We've got 3 coming up so far, and they're all in April. And I'm sure that we'll get more, but yeah, I think that for me, I really love being on stage, but it's not really comparable. Being in the studio is, you get to just see more, hear more, and really collaborate and create together, and it's really, really rewarding.
Talking to the moon, says she knows you by name, and she calls you by day.
Oh man, for the songs that are already done, I think that the overall theme is about coming into your own empowerment and saying what you need to say without worrying about how it's going to be perceived, because that's just not really what communication is about, for me at least. And I think I've struggled my whole life to communicate without worrying about how it's going to be perceived or received. And finding that it's a lot easier to have genuine connection, genuine relationship, genuine art when you're being really truthful. There's a couple of songs about friendship breakups in there too. But yeah, mostly empowerment. I would choose our song off of our EP track, like our EP Expectations. I would choose Expectations. That song is very much about just the experience of like meeting someone, whether it's dating, whether it's a friendship, and then they create a version of you in their head and you cannot live up to it ever. And how frustrating that is, of just like, I'm not going to meet your expectations, and you've got this version of me in your head, and it's like me being myself is going to result in you being disappointed, because the version of me that is me and does and says what I would do doesn't align with this fictitious version that's in your head. And it's a disappointing experience, but I think that we've all done it to people that we're like seeing or trying to become friends with, or just like most specifically like romantic with. And I am so proud of it in so many ways. I think that that was my favorite song to write. It was easily the quickest song to write. And I think it's probably our most relatable at this point. I mean, you've heard the new material is much different from what's on our EP at the moment. But for what's findable and what's out there, like Expectations is easily my favorite song. You're about to listen to our title track of our debut EP, Expectations, by Don't Apologize. Hope you enjoy.
Read me a fortune and all you see. Are you mixing a fiction with prophecy again? Can you please tell me how long has it been since we've tried to work it out? Are you afraid of if that is possible now? How can you tell?
Cards are just living inside your head.
So you can find us online, don'tapologize.band.com, and also on Instagram at don'tapologize.band. We are on every streaming platform. We are releasing new music. You can find us anywhere that you listen to music. That's where we are. We've got upcoming shows. In April on the 1st, we'll be at Urban Lounge with Midnight Palm. We're doing 90s and 2000s covers because why not? It's going to be so fun. 4/10, April 10th, Friday, we will be at the DLC and we are headlining that one. We'll be posting about it. And then on the 17th, we will be at... And then on April 17th, we will be at Ice House with Willow the Band. Gotta listen. And also with Lioneer Music. We're stoked. Hope to see you there. If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Nate McQuivy, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy anyplace cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Soundwaves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.